Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Brian Costello Report is sponsored by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. By Van Buren Buick GMC in Garden City Park, family owned and operated since 1935. By CSEA Local 830, we work for you. And by Play Sugar House, legal sports betting is here. Check it out at PlaySugarHouse.com. $250 deposit match on your first deposit. Here he is, Brian Costello.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, guys. How we doing?
We're just great. We're wonderful, Brian. I don't know if you heard my opening. He should be gone today. It's ridiculous. I can't, as a Jet fan, and I think most Jet fans agree with this, and I know there's nobody qualified to take over, but who gives a damn?
Yeah.
They're not going to be the coach anyway. You can't sell me that this guy's the coach when they play the Patriots in a couple weeks. And I'm going to say this too, Brian. They love him so much, the Johnsons, the brothers Johnsons. They love the guy, and I'm sure he's a good guy. Well, then do him a favor and get rid of him now, because it's only going to get worse, Brian. Because what game are they winning, Brian? You tell me.
Yeah, it's tough to see it. You know, I mean, I would have said at Buffalo maybe before yesterday, but you can't say that now. You know, I think it's a done deal at the end of the season. He's gone, obviously.
Right,
the argument
right
now about letting him go now, I guess my question to you, Joe, would be what do you think you achieve now, other than making the fans happy, the fan base, which is a factor. They're paying customers, and they want this guy gone. That's something, or putting him out of his misery, that argument. But in terms of football-wise, what do you think you would achieve by doing it now versus 7 weeks from now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but at least I know he's gone, and at least I know the direction they're going in. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to get worse for this guy. Could you? You're going to play. You're getting the Patriots now after a bye week when the Patriots just got hammered by the Titans. So they've been going to get hit over the head for 2 weeks by Belichick going into that game. What's it going to be like there?
You know I can't imagine it's much worse than yesterday.
Well, you know what's going to be worse? Here's what's going to be worse. There's going to be like 20,000 Patriot fans in a building. That's what'll
there
be
is
worse.
But if Carl Durrell was coaching them in 2 weeks, there'd be 20,000 Patriots.
Well, I understand that, but I get that. But at least, you know, the Jet fans that are there will say, hey, you know what, at least I know where I'm going, what the deal is now. You know
I think you guys can be pretty sure where this is going. It's just not going to go maybe as quickly as you want, but in 7 weeks, he'll be gone, and you'll be searching for a new coach, and I think Jets fans will be happy. But I just I kind of understand not doing it right now, but I keep coming back to the question of what do they achieve other than making fans happy.
There's
nothing football-wise to achieve by doing it, in my eyes.
I've thought about this because I've made the same point as you, where if they fired him tomorrow, I wouldn't be upset. I'd be like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's great. I don't think it serves any purpose. I don't think there's any benefit to it other than doing a nice thing for Todd and a nice thing for the fans. But I've come up with something when you say, where does it benefit you? I've thought of one thing. You can, but you have to be very underhanded about it. You can't look into your next head coach while you still have a head coach. If you have an interim head coach, you can be more open. Now, I get it. Guys who are currently employed in the NFL, it doesn't include them. But if there is a guy, I don't know, if there is a guy who is not employed by an NFL team, maybe he's in college, maybe he's a broadcaster, maybe he's God knows where, you can be more open to gauging their interest than if Todd Bowles was still the head coach of the team.
Yeah, technically, but I got news for you. They could do that anyway behind the scenes if they want. I mean, the college coach argument, I think, is a fair one a few weeks from now. Even right now, they couldn't talk to college coaches because they're still in the middle of their seasons. Typically with college coaches, once that regular season, once the conference championship games are over, you know, remember the Texans fired Gary Kubiak with like two games left a few years ago. They wanted Bill O'Brien, and he was still at Penn State. Because they kind of wanted that scenario sealed before the other team started looking. So I do see that argument if you want to argue firing with 2 weeks left in the season because Lincoln Riley is the guy that the Jets want and we're going to lock him up. I could see that. But on, what are we on, November 12th right now? It's premature for that, I think.
You know, here's what gets me, too. When I hear all the players, whether it's Jamal Adams, whether it's Leonard Williams, I mean, whoever, you know, Maurice Claiborne, he's crying in the locker room. Nice job by him, by the way, at 31-10, you know, on a 50-yard bomb on 3rd-and-20. But, okay, all right, you know, but we know the deal. The game was well lost already, you know. But so if you love this coach so much, how do you come out and not even any effort yesterday? How is that possible, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, it's all lip service with the coach. I haven't covered, you know, I've been through this a lot of times now with Rex and Bowles and the locker room, and even Mangini back then is like, the locker room all says, oh, you know, we don't want them to get fired. Of course they don't want the coach to get fired, but they certainly didn't play like that yesterday. And that speaks a lot louder to me than the hollow words that were spoken in the locker room afterwards. What else are they going to say? They did a lot of speaking with the way they played. And the way they played the last 2-3 weeks, honestly, has spoken a lot about, you know, how he's coached them and how they responded to it.
Why? Why this happen?
It's a good question. I wish I had a good answer for you. It seemed to spiral out of control here really quickly. You know, I mean, each week has gotten worse than the last. And, you know, I can't tell you I saw that coming. I picked the Jets to win yesterday. I think everybody did, you know, especially when you saw Barkley starting. You know, we got that news Saturday afternoon. And I was talking to some of the Buffalo reporters before the game, and they were basically telling me, well, they're in evaluation mode now. They're like, oh, this kid at wide receiver signed from the practice squad, and the cornerback just came up in the practice squad, and they made a change at guard. They benched the great Vlad Dukas got benched yesterday for a guard because they were just in evaluation mode. You know, they're just trying to figure out who's going to be on their team next year. I mean, they went out and hung 41 points on the Jets. I can't explain it. I don't know what the heck happened yesterday.
You know, I know he didn't do anything yesterday for the Bills, but is there any? I go back to this Terrell Pryor cutting this guy, okay? Because I look at that and I say, okay. And I don't know what the deal is. He was a guy that looked like he was a productive player for them, okay? They cut the guy for this stupid bogus injury. Obviously, it wasn't that hurt because he played now a couple weeks already for Buffalo. Is there anything to that? Am I reading too much into this here? Or what?
I think you're worrying too much about that. He was not a very productive player. He had 2 touchdowns.
There yesterday, Sherrone Peake. I mean, come on.
I know. But do you think Terrell Pryor would have made a big difference?
No, I'm not saying that. But I just wonder if in the mind of the team looks at it and says, hey, why did they dump this guy? You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm throwing it out.
I don't think
there.
They were in love with him. He wasn't running great routes. You know, remember the interception against Miami? He ran a lot of poor routes. He was kind of through the media was saying, I could be dominant. I need the ball more. They didn't love that. And then I think they got into a numbers crunch there when they had a lot of injuries.
All right. I just had to
throw it out
there.
It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but at this point.
Because they haven't won a game since they cut him. So I'm just throwing it out there.
That's true. But I question how much of a difference he would have. He was barely. Did you hear from him at all yesterday?
Yeah, he was called for an illegal block in the back.
But I don't think it's so much as so much as on the field stuff as like players on a team saying, well, why did you dump this guy? Do you know what I mean?
No, trust me. The players on the team weren't. They didn't really care.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
Why? And I know I'm asking you to get in the brain of Todd Bowles because that's a scary place right now.
Yeah.
Why did he not even consider going to Davis Webb?
Yeah, really.
I mean, why? Josh McCown, and I said this before the game, he's 39 years old. He's not that good. I know he had a fine year last year, and he's a great teacher. He's not that good. I'd rather see the kid. Even in a blowout, we don't see
the kid. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a fair question. Without probing into it, you know, without asking Todd too much about it, I think someone asked him after the game, and he just said no.
I heard him.
You know, Davis Webb, all season, all he's done has been scout team. He's run the other team's offense, right? He wasn't with the Jets in training camp. I'm not sure how up to speed he is on the Jets offense. He had 3 practices, really, this week where he was the number 2 quarterback and he was getting those reps with the Jets offense. Typically, he's the other team's offense in practice. So my guess is he does not have a great command of their offense. Could they have just, you know, down 41 or 31-10, whatever it was, 38-10 late in the game, put him in there and run a few plays? Yeah, they probably could have. You know, I wouldn't argue with you there, but I think that's probably what their explanation would be if you asked them.
talking to Brian Costello about the state of the woebegone New York Jets. All right, now, going forward, Bowles gone. What does this mean for McCagnan? Is McCagnan staying 100% in your mind? Does he get to make the call on the coach? Because this wasn't his call on Todd Bowles. How about that?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I do think McCagnan stays. I think there is an argument that, you know, he's gotten a pass here. You know, Todd seems to take all the heat. This team is not good. It's not all on Todd Bowles. There's definitely a talent problem here. But I think ownership bought into this plan a few years ago where he was tearing it down, and all eyes were on 2019. And I think they're committed to giving him 2019 to fix this. And I think they're happy that they got Sam Darnold, and they give him credit for getting Sam Darnold into the building. So I think he will get it. And if it's not his call who the coach is, I think he has to be take the lead on this. And Christopher Johnson is right there with him. You know, the two of them make the decision.
But here's what I don't need.
It's a big problem I've had. It's a big problem I had with the Jets going back to Idzik is, you know, the coach and the GM have not been aligned.
Right.
You know, they're coworkers. It doesn't make any sense to me. I think the coach should be under the GM. And they should have a nice working partnership. The GM should pick the coach.
And I don't want to see, you know, because I got no confidence in the brothers Johnson that's telling me who the next coach of the team is going to be. I mean, I
don't think you want Charlie Cashley.
Maybe get another ex-Redskin. Maybe Mark Rippon should be the head coach. Maybe John Riggins should coach the team.
Right.
You know, I don't need that. Okay.
I mean, in their defense, they've gone through every route you can go through, from them making the decision to hiring Jed Hughes, that consultant who hired Idzik,
to go with Casually
and Wolf. Nothing has really worked for them. So, yeah, I think you go back to letting McCagnan. McCagnan has been around the NFL for a long time.
I agree with that.
He takes the lead on this. Christopher's obviously heavily involved with his team right now. But I think it has to be someone McCagnan wants to work with and feels confident.
And then McCagnan only gets a limited amount of time to get this turned around. I mean, I give him 2 years, and then you know what? If you don't have this team as a legitimate contender by that point, you're out.
Yeah, because I think that'd be 6 years on the job for him. So I think more than fair.
Does that create the opposite of the Rex Ryan, John Idzik / Mike Tannenbaum situation where, okay, McCagnan takes the lead on hiring a head coach. Head coach is here. Now, after a year or two, get rid of McCagnan, and now you're hiring a GM where the coach is already here unless you're firing that coach too?
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, I think you have to see how it plays out, and you'll know. But – yeah, I mean, the difference, I guess, is that McCagnan will be picking this coach, so I may be tied at the hip rather than Rex had no say in it when Idzik was hired.
Let me ask you this, all right? And I'll use the Harbaughs as an example, Jim and John.
Yeah.
If they talk to either guy and both of them say, yeah, we'll take the job, but we want control, does that eliminate Mike McCagnan?
That's an interesting question.
Because both guys, I think, have the resume to ask for that, for sure.
Fair point, sure.
Yeah, I mean, John Harbaugh worked with Ozzie Newsome for a long time, so he hasn't really – I never heard of a power struggle there, but he has been a coach for a long time, so he might want control. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh obviously had the power struggle in San Francisco when he was there, and now as a college coach, he's going to want control.
Yeah. Jim more
Jim
than John,
control. I would agree. Yeah, Jim would want control, right.
Yeah, I'm not sure about John. I don't know if they go down that road. I mean, it has not worked out well for the Raiders thus far with doing that, right? They gave Gruden control.
Yeah, it's yet to be determined. Gruden went there with the mindset of he's going to build the team in his own image. Let's see what he does, you know, 2 years from now, three years from now with all the number one picks they got, you know?
But do the Jets have the stomach right now to if you're going down that road, right? If you're giving a coach control, that probably means he's going to do what Gruden is doing, right? He's going to tear down. He wants his players. Mm. He's going to tear down the McCagnan draft picks with the McKinney draft pick. So I think you're starting completely over if you do that. So I'm not sure the Jets would go down that road.
I think it's different in that you're telling him and you're going to want a guy that wants to coach Sam Darnold.
Right.
They're going to
be drawn in by that
possibility.
That's the appeal. Right.
If they want to get rid of Sam Darnold, then I don't want them to be the coach.
I don't care
who they are.
That's right. If the guy doesn't like Darnold, he can't be the coach. I mean, I think that's a big part of it. Plus, when you look at the money they got under the cap, they're going to have probably another top five pick now. Forget about top 10. Probably top five in the first round, the way they're going to go.
Yeah, I think they're fifth right now. The draft was today. They're fifth.
Well, so there you go. I don't know if I could take rebuilding again and another 5 years of waiting. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, 2019 has to be the year that it's playoffs or else. I think, I feel like, you know, it's going to be weird. They're going to have a new coach. but I still think you go.
Yeah, but how many times have they made the playoffs with a new coach? They've done it every time, and even Bowles won 10 games his first year.
Did, yeah, so maybe that's a good luck.
You know, so I don't think that means anything with the new coach that they can't win next year. Yeah. We've seen it a million times.
Over and over again.
We saw it with Herman. We saw it with Mangini. We saw it with Rex. We've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and with Herman, with Rex, it was more than just 1 year. But,
right.
I think 2019, they've been talking about that year for a few years now. It's you know, all the chips are in the middle of the table for next year.
Mm.
So you would be stunned if they fire Todd this week? Is that a fair word? Stunned?
Stunned might be strong. I'd be very surprised. Yeah, I think that he's working right now. You know what I mean? They're already – this week is basically over after today for the Jets, the bye week. You know, he's in there working today. He's in there conducting meetings with the players. So, I mean, if you weren't going to do it today, I don't see why you would do it later this week.
Now, there still would be a possibility. Let's say 3 weeks from now, they could still fire him with 2 weeks to go. No?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And look at that. Look at it, guys. If they go out there and get destroyed by the Patriots just the same way they got destroyed yesterday, you know, there's only going to be so much tolerance for this from ownership. At some point,
tolerance should be over now. I mean, how much tolerance can there be?
I don't think they're saying there's no possible way we'll fire him before the end of the season. I think their preference is not to fire him before the end of the season. But if this keeps going the way it's going, and there's no pride, and the players don't come out and show anything in the next few weeks, he could be gone then. They could just pull the plug. The closer it gets to the end of the season, the easier it will be. You know, the less games they have to deal with.
I got to tell you, your fantasy team is juiced, man. Are they? You're about to put up 200 fantasy points this week. He's ridiculous,
this guy. Who's he got in quarterback?
He's got two quarterbacks, Ben Roethlisberger, who came off a big Thursday night, Carson Wentz, who was okay, but he got big performances out of Allen Robinson, out of David Johnson.
Wow. You didn't have Matt Barkley? What?
No, or Robert Foster.
Robert Foster. Boy, that Trumaine Johnson signing was good, huh?
Oh, he's been
what a stiff he is. And then he wasn't even like, then he's like laughing. You're going to tell me that Darryl, he's better than Darryl Roberts? Are you really going to try to tell me that?
Not right now. Roberts played well. I thought Roberts was good.
Come on. Yeah. Trumaine Johnson beat like a drum on the first play of the game by Robert Foster.
What I think Trumaine Johnson reinforces, guys, and Jets fans have to keep in mind, it's nice to say we all have $100 million.
Right, yeah, you're right. You 100%
right.
Free
agency is fool's gold sometimes.
Yeah, really, outside of Avery Williamson, really, what free agent?
Yeah.
Andre Roberts has been okay. Actually, he wasn't bad years. He had a couple okay returns.
Yeah, he's a good returner.
Yeah, he is. Well, that's what he is. But, I mean, outside of Avery Williamson, and to me, the only guys, as Evan said, the only guys that played yesterday were Avery Williamson and Jamal Adams. Nobody else played football yesterday. Nobody.
Yes. Nope. Yeah. And I mean, Jamal can talk about it. He's not quitting and he's sick of losing. They need some more Jamal Adams in that locker room.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is they don't have enough Jamal Adams in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now.
And here's the other thing. One other thing, too. You know, you watch with Buffalo, did you? Here's a Buffalo team. This is even, I can't emphasize it enough. With a quarterback that wasn't even in the league 2 weeks ago, this wide receiver they found off the scrap heap, a team that has scored 33 points in the last four games. I mean, it's unbelievable. And this team doesn't even show up. How is that possible? One other thing, Brian, I'm sorry, I don't want to jump on you. A fake punt? Oh, my God. Do the Jets even know what a fake punt is? A pass to the tackle? Well, is it they even I know thought, that that's that you're allowed to do that if you say he's you make him an eligible receiver? Did they even know this?
Well, we throw around the term outcoached sometimes, you know? They were outcoached yesterday. Like, that was – those coaching staff did a phenomenal job.
Oh, my God.
First play of the game, you're looking at their offense. Okay, they've got a kid out here for an undrafted free agent. They're going to hand the ball to LeSean McCoy. That's
right, of course.
Person would do
of
that.
Course.
Nope, we're going to throw it 48 yards to some player you never heard of.
Right,
the guy,
right.
We get the flip card. You know, they give the media the flip card with all the players on it. The guy's not even listed on the flip card.
Is that right?
We signed him the day before. We're all going, who the heck is number 16?
Well, you knew who number 22 for the Jets was, as he got beat like that drunk.
Right.
$72 million. Dollars. He's been great.
Yeah, no, the tackle eligible is great. The was great. Bill's coaching staff had a day.
You think?
Oh, yeah. They all had a day. Yeah. Every one of them.
We're still waiting for that day for Bowles. It won't be here.
It'll be his defensive coordinator under Bruce Arians when he comes back somewhere.
He'll be coaching like, I don't know, Marist. Do they have football at Marist? I don't think so.
Jason Myers went to Marist.
Oh, is that right? You didn't play basketball there with Rick Smits?
No.
That's funny.
Oh, the pain.
Thank you, brother.
Brian.
All right, guys.
Hey, and my best to everybody at Florham Park. All the love.
All right.
See you, Brian. Thanks, guys.
Brian Costello on the mess that is the Jets.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.